What's up, ecosystem? Welcome back to ATI Auto Business. It is Thursday. It is noon Central Time. That means it's time for some Dispatching Live, load board search, load board talk, load board news, mobile apps, route scout, brokers, carriers, dispatchers, whatever you want to talk about, please do jump into the live chat, say hello, and if you missed the live show, you can put it in the live comments below. Well, their comments below. Put it in the comments below. Send an email, call or text Ty. Put that information here too. You can call Ty, 417-483-2764. Send me an email, autotransportintel@gmail.com. Listen, here's what I got to do. Running a little late today, but that's okay. Let's do this and this. Really, Jay? Okay. I know. That's all right. It's load board search advice. Oh, yeah. Here we go. This is what the drum roll. ATI Auto Business, take two. The waiver. All right, here we go. The views and analysis provided herein relate to the auto transport industry as a whole and may not relate directly to ATI Auto Business, Auto Transport Intel, or any affiliates, advertisers, or audience members. All viewers or participants of this content expressly waive any rights during this live program, whether in voice, chat, comment, video, or audio, and have been advised and encouraged not to say or express any opinion that may not relate directly to ATI Auto Business, Auto Transport Intel, any affiliates, advertisers, audience members, or any other company or individual in auto transport and should not feel they have the right to do so. Plus, the tone of this disclaimer has nothing to do with it. The views and analysis are not the views of ATI Auto Business, its management, or subsidiaries, and their accuracy is not warranted. The company does not undertake any obligation to any opinions, views, or analysis shared in this program, so please stop it and turn it off. Thank you very much. Welcome back to ATI Auto Business. I'm telling you guys, you know it. You read it. You see it. You know what's going on. Let's introduce our co-host. Please do help me wish a very warm welcome to Sue at Murphy Auto Transport Services. Sue, can you see me and hear me okay?
I can hear and I can see you. How are you doing, Jay?
Doing all right, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah, same old, right?
Yeah, pretty much
same old waiver. same day different waiver.
Yes.
Hey, why don't you do me a favor, share your screen. We'll get into some industry news here in a bit. Well, Douglas, if you can't read it, that's why I read it for you. We'll go into the live chat. We're going to check load board volume. And I'm not even going to show the meme. Get that load board out your mouth. But you guys know, I mean, we're moving on. We said we're moving on, and we're absolutely serious. We're moving on. This is a business. We have businesses to run. Let's get back to business. You know the other load board volume?
Yes, we are at 32,002. So last week we were at 33,153. We've been floating around between the 30s and 33s for the last, it looks like a month and a half, so kind of probably on par then.
Okay.
Not that it makes it any
right. Now, so, and how is that going for you? How's business? It sucks? Uh-huh.
Yep, pretty much.
All right. But, I mean, again, even though business kind of flutters.
Sucks.
Yeah, okay. Sucks. You're able to get loads. I mean, you guys are staying loaded, right?
Yeah, we're moving. We're not making money like we used to make, which that okay. sucks. And then when you add on the fact that gas is more expensive and all that good stuff too, and then it's probably going to go up, as we all know. Give it a minute.
All right.
That's going to make it even more suckier.
All right. And make any money. I'm putting in the, are you able to stay loaded and make any money? Even in the news, I've got in the news, somebody on Hotshot Truckers and Haulers, I don't know, Facebook group was asking, hey, if you guys go on hiatus, what do you guys do about your insurance and stuff? Because I've wondered that too. Like, I've seen, you know, hey, Jay, I've parked my truck. What does that look like?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
And what do you do, you
With
know?
your overhead still, yeah.
Right?
Those payments don't go
I
away.
mean, Uber Eats might be competitive.
Huh. I heard that
I know.
sucks too.
Yeah, no, it's got to. That these noodles are not the right noodles that I ordered.
My nephew was doing, it wasn't Uber Eats, what's the other one? DoorDash?
Yeah,
Yeah.
DoorDash. Yeah, that's
And
popular.
he said he just does it every once in a while and makes 30, 50 bucks or whatever. I mean, he's a kid though, so I mean,
Well,
that's a big deal to
you know, if you
him.
look at the Uber rates, though, like, I mean, sometimes those Ubers are pricey.
Oh, yeah, but I
And,
don't know that all goes to them. That's the thing.
well,
I'm
I'm
like
sure,
this.
hey,
I
I'm
go
sure
like
it
this.
doesn't. It's
We have a
just like auto
broker.
transport.
Yeah,
Hey, man.
exactly.
Let's check in with our friends. Everybody, thank you so much for saying hello today. Ty got in here first. He loves you. We
Love
all
you too,
love you.
Ty.
We all love Sue. Two Bears, David is here. How we all doing? How you doing, David? Elena, hey everybody. We love Sue. She's awesome. What's up, Elena? Super
Thank you,
Dispatch
Elena.
is here with us today. Awesome. We got Super Dispatch in the news. Vance is here. What's up, Vance? Douglas, howdy, howdy, howdy. Doug is here. Carlos Braxton in the house. ACB Logistics.
Hello. And thank you
Hey.
everybody for sending money for
Oh.
Reese's son Jim,
Yeah.
and if you can, if anybody else is on here who hasn't done it, if they can, I really would appreciate it. I'm sure she would too.
Yeah, I'm gonna share the link.
Okay, cool.
And yeah, that was really, I gotta tell you, Sue, that was an incredible segment. Last show. I mean, I really, you know, I'm really proud of the way that you were able to share that info, that you put this page together, that we're seeing, you know, folks in the community adding donations. I mean, it's pretty incredible.
It is. It's really
It's
such a cool thing that
it re
people think about somebody else like that and help them. So,
Yeah.
without
Yeah.
even knowing them, you know.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, and when you were talking about Jimbo, I mean, I was like, man, he sounds like a cool guy. Would have made a great guest, you know?
Yeah.
So, just really cool. You'll see in the live chat, there's the link to the GoFundMe, and it's basically, you're helping in any way you can. You're helping the family try to figure out how to cover the burial cost, right?
Right. Yeah, and it's
Wow. Which
$15,000.
is wow.
Yeah, and
Wow.
they live in Ohio though, so everything's high in Ohio, as we all know.
On top of everything else, yeah, no, that's
Yeah,
really
that was
wild stuff.
yeah.
So, thanks for putting that together. Let's see here. We've got, oh, Gino is here from Super Dispatch. What's up, Gino? Let's see here. Gino's in the news too. Gino, I got some stuff in the news
Oh,
because
yeah.
he was given search along route advice,
Yes,
which is
yes.
really cool because that's part of, gosh, 120 shows later, we're
Yeah.
asking, and I mean this in general, we are asking companies in auto transport, and there's a lot of them, reach out to us, give us information to share with the community. That's what Dispatching Live is. You know, don't just get upset at what you consider pot shots. Sue, you've been trying to help, right?
Oh yeah,
How
absolutely.
many times have you been asked to provide opinion and feedback on features and updates?
It's a lot. I just did
It's
one
a
today,
lot.
in fact.
See?
Yeah.
But where is that visibility? You know, I can use the corporate words, visibility, transparency, agility. Where is it?
Yeah.
Why is it always behind the scenes? Come out. Come out wherever you are and share the information.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Oh, Douglas just got searched by an Iowa canine.
Oh, wow.
That's nice.
That
Yeah, there you go. Were they
was
looking for the broker agreement? Probably not. Okay.
One
Super
day.
Dispatch here to answer all the questions. Cool. Oh, JJ the Outlaw. I was told that I cannot use a cab over truck for auto transport. Is that true or false? I've never heard that. In all my days, you can't use a cab over truck for auto transport? they use them in Europe. Maybe it's maybe it's one of them local laws, Andy. You know, like, I don't even know how to weigh in on that. But I do know that, here's the deal, JJ, allegedly, I've heard, that many states don't recognize anything other than a Stinger truck and trailer as a car hauler. So you may have been, it smells to me like you were near Missouri, but that's just, you know, that's just false reckoning, Jay. But keep us posted. Let us know how that goes. But let's see. Yeah, there we go. Ty says false. Yeah, I'm just dumbfounded. But this is Auto Transport. By the way, I don't know where Sue went. She'll be back. She's working.
I'm here.
Oh, she's here.
You can't hear me?
Oh, I hear you now.
Oh, yeah, I've been here the whole time. I'm just listening to you.
Well, shoot. Oh, it's because I was doing all the talking. Great job, Jay. I guess we should just go into industry news because we've shaken up the format, okay? Let's just keep moving. And this might be a 1 hour show. Here's what we're gonna do. From now on, we're gonna just go with 60 minutes and then we'll add time. It's like soccer.
Or yeah.
Football?
Yeah, football.
Where we go beyond regulation time. All right.
You're kicking the field goal.
Yeah, something like that. We follow the disconnect between sales and operations. We do this because this is supposed to be a business. Show me the truck. Show me the cab over, actually. Show me the cab over. So here's the question on hotshots and car haulers. For those that choose to take a hiatus because of rates, how are you handling insurance? I want to send my driver to CDL school, but that means no work for 3 to 4 weeks. Maybe I want to regroup, network, so we can get going again. We've built stronger contacts. Which is, you know what I find so interesting? Where'd you get that idea? Nobody ever mentions, oh, I've been watching ATI and I've been thinking about my life. But that's what I'm reading. But anyways, may take a month or two. Just curious, how are you going to pay for insurance? We don't have the money laying around. This guy states it clearly. If you don't pay the insurance, you'll lose your authority. I like this one. Here's a tip, and I usually charge for information.
You have to.
That's so funny.
Only one or two companies will insure those types of setups.
So here's a tip, and I usually charge for information. That just sums up Auto Transport right there.
Well, I'd love to know what he's saying. Do yourself a favor.
Well, he's saying get out of dually trucks or something. He I don't know. I didn't even read it all because
probably $8,000 a month because it's brand new is what I would say.
It's the first sentence that let me know everything else I needed to know.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah, I mean, if you're just gonna read it again. It's so good. Here's a tip, and I usually charge for information. Now, you wouldn't continue talking to somebody at a bus stop if they said that to you, would you? Come on. No. I'm moving on. Thank you. I'm good. We're good. Hey, did you get the memo? This is why they don't talk about ATI and Facebook, because, you know, we just tell it like it is. All right. Super Dispatch. This is the memo. Everyday carriers, shippers, brokers moving on a super load board. Ever wondered what's so special about Super Load Board? Well, Super Dispatch is going to be on Tuesday night. This next Tuesday night, actually, I'm going to share the link. If you want to set your live show reminder and do this, leave a like. Here I go. Here's the ask. Let's do this. Super Dispatch on ATI YouTube live show link. All right, there's the link. So do me a favor right now, everybody. Everybody gather around the fire, okay? Do me a favor. Go ahead and leave a like for this show. Thank you very much. Really do appreciate it.
One OK Transport said okay, finally.
Then click on that link. We'll wait. Click on that link and leave a like there too. And set your live show reminder. You got to click the bell. We want to see you Tuesday night. Join us Tuesday night. And, you know, share your thoughts, grow your business, provide feedback, everything. Fans, the guy with the cab over comment is a proctologist. Allegedly. That's awesome. Man, I love our community. Okay. So anyways, yeah. Dude, join us Tuesday night. Ben is going to be on, product manager. He's the featured speaker. And then, now, do you think you're able to join us that night?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Awesome. We've got, let's see, carrier, broker, dispatcher, all points of view, all sharing information about Super Load Board. This is going to be a cool show. That's going to be awesome. Well done. Well done. It's going to be great. Really excited. And there's the link. Yeah. Again, click the link. You see it in there. Super Dispatch on ATI YouTube live show link. That's Tuesday night. I believe that's the 18th. Is that the 18th? And yeah, it's the 18th. And Ty is going to be live at Auto Intel Summit. Stan from Super Dispatch will be live at Auto Intel Summit. We got, man, we got things happening. It's pretty cool. All right, here's Gino. He's in the live chat. Product manager at Super Dispatch. Okay. He says, on the last show on Dispatching Live, we mentioned increasing the radius to 500 miles would give you loads along the route. Yes, but there is a more precise way of doing it, so you don't get irrelevant loads outside of your route. In summary, once you set your route, you're able to search for geographically relevant loads along your chosen route. Do you guys know this? Hey, wake up.
I just didn't.
Did you guys know this? Because I tell you what, when I was... I just clapped my hands and said, wake up. That's so funny. Or it's not. But, you know, when I was a dispatcher, the only way I used to search along route when I was dispatching was to create opposing, like, funnel cones, but still search through irrelevant loads.
Yeah.
I was losing time. So that's why Gino is pointing out, no, use search along route. It's called loads along the route. It's a feature.
Yep. Yep, it's right here on the screen.
Set your waypoints. Oh, you're sharing it? Oh, why don't you share
it? I've got it right here. But I can show it to you really quick.
Yeah, perfect. Share your screen. Let us know. We also got... Oh, I just want to say Constantine is here. Hey, Exotic Hotshot is here. Tree Off Road is here. Irvine Transport. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for saying hello. Please, again, please do leave a like. Ooh, I see those likes going up. Please leave a like. Thank you so much. And click on the Super Dispatch link and leave a like there and set your live show reminder. Join us Tuesday night. It's going to be awesome. So, okay, so you've got, what do you have?
So right here is where you search along the route. But I mean, we're going to have to put it in here.
I didn't know that.
No, Jen said she knew it when we were talking about it last week, but I didn't know it. But here, let's go. Let's just put up Dallas.
Expo Tractor is here. Sorry about the clap. By the way, Douglas, reminds me, you ever read an article and they're like, so-and-so claps back. Oh, God, I hate that.
Well, maybe I picked the wrong one because there's no loads going this direction. Let's see.
Or sizzles, you know, that you see that sizzles again. Sizzling, that'll be the next headline. Sizzling and clapping back.
I'll put in Atlanta and see if that does anything.
That'll be the headline. Dispatching Live is sizzling and clapping back. That should be the name. Maybe that should be the name of this episode. Sizzling and clapping back. I love it. God, that's incredible.
So, we also need to talk about where it says exclusive. You guys see that? You can only book that on Super Load Board. So sometimes they'll put them on there like that. You won't see it on Central at all. That's why you want to be on Super Dispatch and be checking the load board all the time. That way you can get them before anybody else does. Let's see here. I did Dallas to Atlanta with a 500-mile radius. It's kind of crazy right now. There's this one going to Melbourne, Florida. There's a Baton Rouge, which that would be, yeah, along your route. Greenbrier, Arkansas. Absolutely. Let's see. Addison. Well, this is 500 miles. Also, keep in mind, 500 miles past wherever you get to put in there, too. So that's why I'm getting the Florida, I'm getting the Charlotte, and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. But essentially...
And if anybody knows Acme always pays pretty good, too, so...
Do you... and we've been talking about... I don't want to put the cart before the horse again, but we've been talking about, you know, when we look at load boards, and we look at who's posting loads, and we look at companies that we like to see, is it possible that we're seeing companies that we like to see when we go to Super Load Board?
I love Backlot Cars.
Okay, great. So this is it. This is what we're, Backlot Cars.
Yeah.
You love Backlot Cars. I just said it. Wow.
And they've been, and they were probably one of the first people to start putting stuff on Super Dispatch. I mean, and Backlot Cars got bought out by, what was it, Cars Arrive?
Car Global is the parent company that bought Backlot Cars. They already owned Cars Arrive. They bought Backlot Cars, and then in their Backlot Cars acquisition, they acquired Car Wave, which is the Canadian Backlot Cars.
Oh, okay. Huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Hey, got a auto transport industry acquisition question? We read a lot of news here. Yeah. You said Backlot Cars. Can you name another company? I know I'm putting you on the spot, but is there another company that you like to see and you're like, yeah, I'll book
like
that
one. Like to get loads from?
Yeah. It could be anybody.
I'm trying to think because
I know.
I like a lot of them on there, but a lot of them don't respond.
Oh, okay. And let's talk about that.
You have to call them and,
right. This is really good because I think these companies need to know why you didn't say you love them. And what's the number one reason? This is a good one for the live chat. What's the number one reason why you won't say you love that company? Because you said because they don't respond. What does that mean?
They don't respond. Like, either they don't accept or deny your load on Super, and then they won't answer your phone calls. I mean, we're talking hours.
Why you may not be loved.
Yeah.
Okay. One, don't answer phone calls.
Yeah, don't answer phone calls. Don't return them, God forbid. No, that never happens either. I'd gotten around one of the places because I had figured out one of them was a text number. And so I texted them one day and they're like, don't send me a text. You need to call the main line. I'm like, they're not answering nothing.
Now we're getting to when you see the load, right? Let's just go look. We're not going to mention. So you see a load.
Yeah.
And you see, and you're ready to talk about it.
Right.
And you get the phone number and you call. What happens?
They don't answer the phone.
So it just goes to voicemail or?
Yeah, it just goes to a voicemail. Like in this one particular company, you could be on hold voicemail for 30 minutes.
Why? Great. This is great.
Yeah.
Because if you're a broker and you're posting loads on a load board, why can't you be reached?
Exactly.
What else
just deal
is
with
your
it
business?
On the load board. Yeah. That's the whole point of this. And then they don't. Or they'll deny it and they don't even tell you why. And, I showed you guys last week that if you go in, certain ones will say, they want you to sign your contract and do this and, all that stuff. So I always take care of that unless I'm already signed up. Because you usually get it done in 5-10 minutes after you request the load. Then you go in and send all that stuff to them, and then I call if nothing still has been done. Now, there's a few companies on there I kind of know their routine, which is like turn time. I like their loads on there, but just keep in mind with turn time, you need to be signed up already. They always want a picture of your truck and trailer, and they also want your insurance and W-9, and I think
Zach,
maybe your payment terms.
Daniel, guys, awesome. Well, I hate to...
Yeah, that too. Said, like you said, check with the customer. I'll get back to you in 3 to 4 hours. Yeah.
Okay. There's that. That actually, that is number two.
Yeah. Yeah.
Saying,
we just did that one just a few minutes ago with this company, and they're like, "Well, it's residence."
Gotta check with your customer. Why would you need to check with your customer if you're if it's just basic information?
Yeah. If it should be,
that makes no sense.
I know.
Yeah.
And if they do it all the time.
Okay, so this is where I'm getting to. Here's where I want to get to. What if there was a load board where you don't have
a load on there.
Wrestling and shenanigans? Is that possible? Is it possible for the auto transport industry to get to the point where the loads posted have no shenanigans? Is that
right?
Would that be amazing?
That would be totally amazing.
Is that a dream? Like, am I awake?
That is a dream.
That's a dream. There's no way that's not possible, right?
No.
Okay.
It's never going to be possible.
I know. Well, that's it. Why? Hey, okay, there you go. Thanks, Douglas. Why do you think 32 people are watching? Because we all know this is the deal, man. It's bananas.
It is. But it's the norm, unfortunately, too. So.
I know. It really is crazy. Oh, God. All right. See.
Okay, I watched that movie, too. We'll talk about that in a second.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I'm with you.
All right. So talk about the movie. I'll leave the slide up there. You tell me about the movie.
I was right. It's okay. It may have one funny part in the whole thing. The rest of the time, everybody's just getting murdered left and right by this crazy ass bear. So it was an okay movie, not anything that it was overly thrilling about. Let's put it that way. I rented it off of streaming, though. I didn't go to the movies, which was probably as much as it would have been to go to the movies, but still, you know.
Somebody wants to know right now, Jay, what do you mean cocaine bear on your lot right now? Okay. Well, if it's because this is true, then this is happening. Because if the loads are whatever, then the drivers are whatever.
Right.
Not all drivers, not all loads, but there is maybe just one, but there is one cocaine bear on a lot right now, effing it up pretty badly. It's happening right now.
Yeah.
And it's happening because this is happening right now. Now, why is this happening? And why is this happening? I don't know. We got other crap on here that, you know, you're not going to believe either. It would be also helpful, by the way, if companies understood carriers better.
True.
Did you know that carriers are hunting down cars and hunting down people and hunting down payment? What are we, Elmer Fudd? We just want to move a car, man. Jeez. So, yeah, the driver may not understand what remarketing is, but does the remarketer understand the driver?
No.
No! This is really weird. I'll be there at 2:45. I thought you said noon. Oh, this is awesome. Actually, okay, this guy. Oh, shoot. I can't think of the legal term. What's the legal term when you talk and talk and talk? Ah, I'm going to type it in. Legal term where you talk and talk and talk. It's a legal term. What's the term?
I don't know.
Oh, God. I can almost think of it. What's the legal term where you talk and talk and talk? It's a thing that people do in Congress, dude. They'll stay up all night and they'll read from a book. And anyways, this guy
tell us what the word is.
Yeah, please. I'm dying over here. Word salad is all I can think of is word salad or blather rather. I don't know. That's what I used to call Dan Rather in college. Blather rather. Okay, so allegedly. No, it's not litigation. It's the term. It's when you talk and talk and talk, and you don't get anything done. All right. It's what I do here on Dispatching Live. Filibuster. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you. Filibuster. My God, I couldn't get there. Thank you. All right. Well, this guy filibustered a broker. You should try it. Next time they're all over you, answer the phone and filibuster. Here we go. Hey, I thought you'd be there at noon. I'm going to read it like the lady with the noodles and the Uber Eats. Ma'am, all estimates are for the ideal world with roses on top. With all due respect, have you ever sat in a truck? Stop waiting for someone to move so you can park and go to sleep, because I have. I just did it last night. Only to answer your question, just invade. It gets me there sooner. I think he's on Google Talk.
Talk to text. Yeah,
talk to text. I get there sooner or the GPS is wrong, man. Most times things flow like butter. Other times, it's like a mouse caught in a sticky trap. And I've never sat in an office, set up planning and organizing, dealing with customers, and I'm almost sure most people don't call you to say thank you on top of keeping ongoing relations with existing customers and the driver. Why aren't you there yet and keeping with your driver reviews, good or bad, and broker and carrier reviews, hit and miss across the whole board? And to be honest, not your problem, but I took this load and left early. I just got back from Louisiana because another driver canceled. I took it to help myself and everyone in the ecosystem, and I'm thankful you have been very thorough. You should check out ATI on YouTube, Auto Transport Intel. They cover the entire ecosystem. If there is anything you want to know about the ecosystem that me and you are a small part of, check it out, and I promise this car will be there today in one piece, same condition as it was picked up in. And trust me, I hate that your first impression of me is a nasty one, but I left break early to do a good job, and I dragged my feet, so forgive me, I'm a little tired, a little wired, and I ducking hate Chicago. Ask my dispatcher. He will tell you, but I'm still doing it to keep us all in the best recoverable shape as possible. Your community should be proud to have you. You are quite thorough, if I may keep up the good work. She says, okay, can you just give me the best ETA? This customer wants to know, and I just want to answer for him. Yes, ma'am, 245. I have 99 miles to go. Thank you. And scene. Isn't that great?
That's crazy.
Do that. Do it. This is Auto Transport. If they can do whatever they want, you can do the best job you can and do whatever you want.
That is great.
So amazing.
This came from the actual guy that did it.
This is real. Broker. This is a real.
Oh, it's TQL. Gotcha.
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny.
They were all over him, and I love it. Just amazing. I love that we were quoted.
Yeah, that's funny.
It went on a little bit longer. Oh yeah, get the safety first. I love that one. Safety first. That safe. You know what? Safety first is kind of like, can I help you? No, actually, you could go away. Safety first. Reports of double brokering are in transport topics.
Really?
Carriers, brokers work to prevent fraud. You know, when it starts hitting the newsies, and it's funny, the word dispatcher doesn't appear.
Hey, you know, I have another one of my, it's a newer driver that just got U-shipped packed too.
What is it?
He got U-ship hacked. All of a sudden, he saw all these quotes and people saying he was picking up cars.
Okay, check this out. Hacking's coming up soon. Dude, there's something going on.
There is.
I was kind of worried after that show, you know, that like, I mean, I don't want to be accused of, that's why we have waivers and...
Right.
We're just a news outlet, and people are on here talking about hacking. I don't personally know about the hacking, but people keep telling us. You just said it again.
Yeah.
There's hacking?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, they bid on I don't know how many loads, and they even said they were picking up two of the loads. And then from there, it hacked into his Venmo checking account because he had it.
Oh, my God. They got into his Venmo?
They got into his Venmo.
Crap. Now, is this guy's name Jonathan?
No.
Okay, so I had a guy named Jonathan. Wow. So if you are getting hacked or you know of hackings, legitimate, let us know. We really do want to share it. I did not know that Dispatching Live and ATI was going to be on a breaking news story about hacking. I had no idea. But... We also know that, I mean, you know, you just mentioned some companies that are probably, what are they doing? What do you tell them rather than me speculating? Have you told them?
That
have you contacted these companies about potential hackings?
I haven't. I mean, everybody that had it happen to them, I told them that day, remember, that I got it from an old driver of mine. And I told them then, I said, something's got to be going on. You're being hacked. I never heard from anybody. But I know everybody else said, like, I know Vance called, left messages. I know this guy called and left messages.
Okay, leaving. Okay, right. So
nobody's called him back.
Haven't. Okay, nobody's called back. Haven't talked to anybody.
Yeah.
Right. And just.
Yeah. Just close the account.
It's like any other ticket system. Hey, I got a real problem. You sound scary. Closed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's pretty awesome. Yeah. It goes with the wrestling ring. Double brokering when a carrier accepts a load and then illegally rebrokers it to another carrier. By the way, again, the word dispatcher's not in there. Is on the rise, costing brokers and carriers millions of dollars and hurting legitimate businesses. Several red flags can alert companies to scams. And brokers said they're scrutinizing everything from ELD records to IP addresses. I find that interesting. Are brokers scrutinizing ELD records?
I doubt it.
I doubt
that,
too.
They can't have access to
them. That just sounds...
How do they get access to them? They can't. Yeah,
exactly. I mean, come on. What does that look like?
Yeah. Well, and my version of double brokering isn't just that either. It's when you have multiple brokers out there listing the same freaking car over and over again. So I don't know.
Uh-oh. I was laughing. I knew I've been talking about Bud Light, just that. Like, everybody's talking about Bud Light. And there it is. Ty got it in. Too much Bud Light. Oh, it's funny. That's all I'm going to say. It's too tempting to go on. Several red flags. Brokers said they're scrutinizing everything from ELD records to Bud Light. Okay, see? reports of double brokering have been ticking up since December. Right? So it's really... which is about the same timeline as ChatGPT. There are two primary types of double brokering. In one, legitimate carriers accept loads but don't have capacity, so they double broker it even though they don't have authority. Okay, now... We see that all the time, by the way. That, and by the way, the word dispatcher's not in there either. Okay? I'm just saying. But, yeah, if a carrier has a load that they can't haul themselves, don't have capacity, they broker it out, which, without brokering authority, is illegal.
Right.
And I don't want to be like, you know... The legal nanny. I'm just saying, I know, because you hear legalism thrown about. Well, Mr. Legalism, that's illegal too. Whatever. While it is still illegal, there are often no claims unless there's an accident or load is damaged. And see, this is why it's so common. Because if 9 out of 10 dentists deliver loads on time, the one guy that, the cocaine bear that wrecks it, and it was double brokered, you got a problem. With fraudulent double brokering, someone contracts with what they think is a legitimate motor carrier and then rebrokers the load. Then you get into the second one, I guess, is just straight up fraud and hacking. And
well, right, because I just had something similar like this happen to me. I dispatched to a company, and she dispatched part of the load under another company she dispatches for, didn't tell me about it, and they're the one that damaged the car. Well, in my contract, it states that if... you know, you didn't haul this car, you're not going to get paid. Well, they're not going to get paid anyways because it was like $5,500 for the damage. But here's my question for that. How, like, if they decide to go to, say, the broker bond, what does the broker bond do from there? Would they deny the claim? Good question.
Well, good point. Yeah. Well, this is why having broker authority.
Yeah.
What? How would, yeah.
I mean... That's why you have to have broker authority, so you have someone, at least as far as the broker bond, that will – they usually back your broker, especially if you're a good broker, then they're before they're going to do the other
– If you're a carrier, this is what we're getting at.
Right.
Just get to the point. If you're a carrier and you're growing, not only get a brokering authority with a broker bond, but set it up as another sister company. They advise you to do this. Don't
right,
set
absolutely.
It up under your, right? Set up a sister company as a brokering business with broker authority, broker bond. And now, if some crap goes down, you're not out of business, right?
I'm reading this, though, is that the carrier is taking a load off of Central, saying it's them, and then subbing it out to somebody.
Well, you're right. Now that is happening too, which counts as Cocaine Bear. Because here's the problem. I know it, nobody wants to hear it, but listen, if you accept a load, I mean, you know, in fact, if you're doing this, you're not watching this show. Shoot, I don't know what you're doing. Probably lines of coke right now. If you're accepting loads regularly and you're not even hauling them and you're just having your buddy do it, that is illegal.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, that's the wrestling ring, whatever you want to do. But I don't think anybody here is doing that. I honestly don't think that. I don't know. By the way, I wanted to weigh in. I was getting sidetracked because you know what I was thinking?
What?
The Bud Light marketing genius will probably become a broker. All right, Jay. That's three Bud Lights. Keep going. Hey, what is... Want to talk about... You just sent me this. Okay. You want to talk about a transporter who put...
That's what we were talking about just now.
Oh, same saying. Thing. Okay.
Yeah, that's what they did. They booked it under them. And then when I get... So I've been waiting for 2 months since all this happened to get a BOL. And supposedly they had pictures at pickup and pictures at delivery to prove that they didn't do this damage and all this stuff. But they forced the owner to sign because they had 7 vehicles on their trailer and said, you either sign or I'm taking these cars. So they made them sign it. Without being able to look at any of these cars.
That is pretty... Now, see, that's Cocaine Bear.
Yeah, that's number one.
That's Cocaine Bear.
Then when I finally got the BOLs, guess what? One of the BOLs in the damaged car is from another driver, another company altogether, than what I booked it for. And by my contract states, you put it on somebody else's truck, I'm not going to pay you. Because you didn't even tell me anything about it.
Yeah.
On top of it, he's damaged the vehicles. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, and there you go. And so, dude, hey, guess what? Hey, guess what, Bear? Don't damage the vehicles, and we won't find out that you're Cocaine Bear.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't have never known, right?
And by the way, don't force people to suck. What is that?
Yeah.
Now, I know there's... Listen, I know there's arguments and disagreements, but you cannot blackmail somebody into paying you more at location to get their car. It's their property.
Yeah.
Pretty sure there are laws that say you can't do that.
Yeah.
Like basic civil rights laws and stuff.
Well, that's I told too with the dealership. I told the dealership, I said, if that were to ever happen again, you call the cops. He's not going to be able to take your cars just because he won't let you do an inspection.
The police would definitely be interested.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that your car? Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Will he give it to you? Nope. He's saying I need to pay more. Really?
Well, this isn't even paying more. This is just doing an inspection.
Wow.
This is just doing an inspection.
What?
So he can sign off on it. Yeah. That's what he did. He said, you need to sign all these. I'm not waiting for you to do the inspection. If you don't want to sign, I'm taking the cars with me.
There's an option on the mobile app that says customer did not sign. Isn't there?
Well, no. Yeah. But they wouldn't let him. It was a paper.
Maybe his app was broken.
There's no mobile app.
This guy
is using paper.
His mobile app. But officer, my mobile app's broken. In this case, it was a piece of paper, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay. This was an actual physical BOL kind of situation.
Oh.
So,
All right. Well, officer, my pen was broken.
Right?
But officer. Here's Jonathan, Central Dispatch Hacking. So I'm responding to Instagram messages about the recent hacks on... blankety blank blank and other platforms. This is my personal experience and my company has been affected by this. And if you're reading this, don't do it. Okay. So here's what's weird. Okay. In here I share
this. Is this the guy that was on the show or is this somebody
else? This is somebody else. He sends me an email. This is crazy. So let's do...
Is he a broker or transfer?
There we go. All right. So he sends me this email. Okay, there's this order for an Impala. There's this order for a SRX. But then he says these are not his orders. Santa Fe, not his order. I don't even know how this got in his account. Cherokee and Camry. And then, so let me read the rest. He says, I told the companies what was happening. with these orders that they weren't his orders. They got hacked. One car was delivered, which is really weird. One was about to be, the other was canceled. And then he contacts the scammer because the number was on the dispatch sheet. And the scammer, he thought he could tell the scammer knew what he was talking about and then started to delete the video. What? I have no idea what's going on. I know. What is this?
He deleted all of his lists. So he is totally in the guy's account.
What? Yeah. How much money is in this line of work?
I don't know. I'm surprised the car got delivered because what they've been doing is stealing the cars. But
that's what I was thinking. Why would you deliver the car?
Yeah.
What? It's like Despicable Me. It's like a criminal with a conscience. I don't know.
Well, that was what was happening to, what was the guy's name? What was on here that got hacked?
Daniel.
Yeah. That's what was happening to him. They were delivering the cars and stuff, but they were getting the money from the customer before they delivered and turned them into billings. Yeah. Okay, and they were all CODs supposed to be.
Got it. Right. Okay, and maybe that's what's happening. So they're delivering but this is one wild way to make money, isn't it? Aren't there?
Well, yeah, I'm sitting here going, who thinks about going into the transport industry and hacking this kind of stuff? It's kind of crazy.
Has the 900 number business gotten that saturated?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, really, yeah.
What?
So, yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, man, she showed up, she demanded money, and then there was like a whole show, and then I started drinking a bunch of Bud Light. Okay.
Fourth. Oh, God. So, but did he talk to Central Dispatch?
I don't know. I asked him. I told him I want him to come on the show and talk so we could learn more, and it didn't happen. You know, he's probably busy or I'm not sure. But I know it's pretty weird stuff. Do me a favor. Stick around. We'll be right back after these messages.
Are you completely stressed out from all the calls and the contracts and the verifications of loads where nobody ever answers the phone? Call Murphy Auto Dispatch Services today. Murphy Auto Dispatch Services has over 15 years in the transport industry. We are your office while you are on the road. We book, we verify, and we bill out your loads for you. We have an excellent accounting staff and an even better dispatch team. Give us a call today at 417-273-0021. Or if you want to email me, it's murphyautotransport31@yahoo.com. Give us a call today.
You can contact Sue at Murphy Auto Transport Services. I put the link in the live chat. I just shared there's a phone number, there's an email address, there's a text line, and Sue is with us here today. And if you're looking for a dispatch service, I still get, that's what I wanted to share. Like, here's a guy, Alex. He saw the dispatcher training course, loved it.
Yeah.
And so I sent him the spreadsheets and, you know, good luck out there. Hey, are you guys car hauling dispatcher or know any car hauler dispatch? This came in the other day. I said, yeah, Murphy Auto Transport Services. And what I say now too is contact Murphy Auto Transport Services and ask them if, you know, there's a business overlap, right? Because if you're like a single car in the San Antonio area, probably not.
Right.
But if you're a four car and you'll go nationwide, you like to stay out weeks at a time, probably.
Yeah. He stays out usually for a month or so at a time, and he's a 3/4, and we just keep him moving until he's ready to go home.
Hey, I got an idea. Ty, do me a favor, Ty. Grab the time code from that Super Dispatch Rapid Recon clip and show it in the live chat. I don't have it queued up and I don't want to, but I'd love to share that link. That'd be cool. So feel free to share links. We were talking about, I mean, cybersecurity, it's a thing, I guess. I didn't know. So we did a cybersecurity champion show last Tuesday night. Run Buggy was on the show. And I felt like we learned a lot of good stuff about cybersecurity. And Max Grautner, head of cybersecurity and IT at Run Buggy, shared this slide, which I thought this was pretty informative too. It's an interesting rabbit hole to talk about data privacy and security. I mean, little did we know, we're just doing a little YouTube show and stumbling on the news. Who would have thought? I didn't know that. Let's see here. Oh, that's the podcast. It's ATI Auto Business. Call or text Ty. Tomorrow we got Cars on the Move again. Okay, so we're going to be live at Auto Intel Summit next week. Now, this is cool. Auto Intel Summit is a trade show. It's about fintech, financial solutions, and technology. I know, snooze fest? No, it's not. It sounds like it, but it's not. Now, if you're a carrier, don't go driving out there and asking them if you can haul cars. It's not that kind of conference. But we've learned a lot. And in fact, John Robertson of Ship Your Car Now, he set up a panel. It's for next Wednesday. So we got the Super Dispatch show Tuesday night. Then Wednesday, John is going to have Ty on stage, Stan from Super Dispatch on stage, Eric from Mannheim on stage, and Alicia from Assertus on stage, talking about transportation. And when they're talking about it, I want you to picture in your mind. Oh, yeah. This craziness. Seriously, this was the initial concept, allegedly. These were the initial concepts of what their goal is, not to sit and filibuster the crowd about how great everything is, but to talk about, hey, there's some real problems here. So stay tuned. So we're going to go live after the panel on ATI and try to get like a recap, because I'm not gonna live stream the panel. I didn't seek the approval of the conference and John and everybody on the panel. So I'm gonna do the second best thing and go live after the panel and see if whoever we can get to join us. I mean, obviously Ty will be with us, but we'll see what we can get. Be live from the conference. This is the show you want to tune into Tuesday night. Tuesday night with Super Dispatch. Wednesday after the panel at Auto Intel Summit. I mean, can you believe this? This crummy little YouTube channel is going live from conferences and having these, like, intense auto transport news conversations. Are you telling me nobody did this first? The guys at ATI did this? Are doing this? I don't know what to tell you, man. I'm sorry. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. You can win swag if you tune in Tuesday night from Super Dispatch. T-shirts, hats. That's pretty cool. Look at that. I like the pennant. It's a good idea. It's a good one. It's the Car Shipping Business channel. And as we like to point out, you know, leverage ATI. In your business, you can. And even if you're just the guy, the carrier on the road, filibustering the broker that's all over you. Nah. Brilliant. Love that. Stefan Family says hello. It is an amazing community. Daniel Puentes is here. Guys, thanks so much. If you haven't already smashed the like button, please do it. Oh, Gary Gartha Logistics, shout out to Gary. Zach Smith. Auto Transport, everything you need to know. Wow. I get the feeling that, you know, the community, we're seeing something. Can you feel it? Is there something in the water? Is there something in your Bud Light? That's five times, that's Jay. My God. One could argue this was the most genius marketing move ever.
For Bud Light?
But most,
there's
most,
six.
Oh, there's six. But most would disagree. Four out of five dentists would say you messed up on the Bud Light, AA Ron. Oh man, that's crazy. It's 12:55, and if you notice too, what we're gonna start just skipping Larry. You got to tune in Tuesday nights to do Larry, because more of the Larry questions are now relevant to that show, gotcha. And not so much, you know, dispatching live and carriers and mobile apps and load boards. Hey, since we got a few minutes, why don't you take the screen back? Let's go back to Super Load Board And let's just take another look. I saw the question earlier, because I was asking it in the past, is, I just thought of Bud Light and I smiled. That'd be a good t-shirt. I thought of Bud Light and I smiled. Oh, the Cars Arrive question. Even though Car Global owns Cars Arrive and Backlot Cars, I get the feeling that they're going to leave Backlot Cars loads on Super Load Board.
Yeah, I'm taking it. I was right at the beginning.
That's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
It is.
They've proven themselves.
Yeah.
And I don't think they did.
Right. Well, speaking of proving yourself, I mean, that's fascinating. That is fascinating. I mean, anyways.
Well, I mean, that's the way I kind of feel about it. When you have, I mean, I'll tell you what, I've done probably thousands of loads for backlots with all of my drivers. And maybe 10 out of those thousands, the car didn't run and drive. And that wasn't their fault because the guy lied to us when we verified it and lied when they sold the car. And usually, if you call them up and tell them that, they're going to give you a driver run fee. It may only be $50, but $50 is $50 of wasted time. You know what I mean? But very rarely do I have anything be wrong with a backlot car.
You know, it's interesting. You just were talking about, do you know that? Here's one for you. T-O-N-U. Here we go. What does T-O-N-U stand for?
No.
Anybody know? T-O-N-U. Before I post it in the live chat. Does anybody know what T-O-N-U in trucking stands for?
No idea.
We don't use this term in car hauling. It's kind of like power only. I mean, power only in car hauling is not car hauling.
Right.
Like, there is no power only in car hauling. Because you're not doing anything. Okay, so T-O-N-U is a similar term. They don't have this in car hauling, but they have it in freight. It's a whole thing. There it is. There it is.
It stands for truck order not used.
Truck order not used. And guess what they do in the freight world? If you order a truck and you don't use it, you know what you do?
You can
bill it.
Oh, good.
Okay? Because if you order a truck and you don't use it, what happens if you order Uber Eats but you don't eat it?
You still have to pay for it.
You can't say, I'm not hungry anymore. Can you do that? Well, I don't care if you're hungry or not. I don't care if you're asleep. I don't care if you're tired and angry. You ordered the noodles, you gotta pay for it. But in car hauling, you can do whatever you want. You jump in the wrestling ring, order a truck, not order a truck, send it to your cousin, give it to Cocaine Bear. You do whatever you want.
No, but are brokers required to pay that?
Well,
I looked at
education's
it up.
A funny thing.
And it says, anytime a load is tendered and subsequently canceled, the broker should be liable to a TANU or whatever you want to call it. Right.
Yeah.
Should be doesn't mean should. They are, but yeah. I'm just curious. So,
you know, you know what they normally do in auto transport when you tell them that you showed up to pick up the car?
Yeah.
Hi, we showed up to. Hello?
Or it's the very first words out of mouth is we do not pay drive run fees.
It doesn't exist in car hauling.
No. There's only a very few
this is auto
companies
transport.
Out there that will
do whatever you want.
Pay for driver yeah. fee. Yeah.
T-O what?
N-U.
T-O-N-U. Well, T-O-N-U too. Hang up. No, man. I'm talking about business stuff. Oh, right. Because you used to work at Bud Light. Okay.
Oh, my God. It's
that's seven. It's crazy.
Oh, funny.
Oh, it's crazy. All right, it's 1 o'clock. I really do want to try to... I want to keep trying to do 60-minute shows because I think it... I don't know. I'm not sure what my theory is here, but I'm gonna go with it. So,
okay.
We covered the news.
Yep.
We're not really doing route scouting right now. We're changing up the format. I mean, you can see that, you know, with a waiver and everything, clearly something. And I'm still positive there are lawyers in the audience, because these likes don't even closely match the views. And that's fine. You don't have to leave a like. But if you've been here for any amount of time and you didn't leave a like, well, this is Auto Transport. So, thank you so much for tuning in today. Please do let others know about the Super Dispatch Show Tuesday night. Leave a link there. Join us Wednesday after the panel from Auto Intel Summit. We got Cars on the Move tomorrow. Oh, we've got Dan Kennedy of CT Services and Mike at Claim Genius tomorrow on Cars on the Move. That should be pretty interesting stuff. And then I've already talked about next week. We have Dispatching Live again next Thursday. And so send in your stuff, man.
Yeah.
Yes, keep sending in
especially
the news.
If something's happened with me and hacking or
something. I was
like
just going to say, if you, you know, if
it's crazy.
If there's hacking info, oh, I got another like. Thank you so much. Love it. But I mean, it does. There's 32 viewers and 23 likes. Can someone explain that? So 9 people are dissatisfied while watching? Is that a stat? It's like a Facebook status. Dissatisfied while watching. I don't know. It's pretty funny to me. Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. You're a hacker in this market? My gosh. Wow. All right. Oh, ding. We have another satisfied viewer. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. We got 2 more satisfied viewers. This is crazy. Satisfied viewers is matching views. That's crazy. Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. All right, cool. And we didn't do anything that we're liable for this show, right?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. We'll be checking the mailbox. All right. Woo, we skated in. All right, well, we got lucky. You guys are lucky. I don't know. I know there's got to be at least one individual out there that's not pleased. And just let us know what you're not pleased about. And then come on the show.
Yeah.
Come on, man. This is Auto Transport. You can do whatever you want. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Send in your news and your comments, put comments below, and thanks for jumping in the live chat. We really do appreciate everybody. Thank you, Ty. We see you, and we see everybody, John Larrick. And John Larrick said, never back on convertibles.
Yeah, he's right.
Wow. Why is that?
Because I think that the wind resistance is even worse. It breaks those brackets that hold it all up.
Right. Oh, yeah. See, now you're going down the road with a broken accordion.
Yeah, pretty much.
Look like Weird Al Yankovic flapping in the wind. You don't want that. You don't want to see that. Okay, listen, everybody. What do we say, office?
What do we say, everybody? Goodbye, Sue.
Goodbye, Sue. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you so much. We'll see you again very soon. Really appreciate it. Take care. Bye.